Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Wednesday, the 7th of December. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, let's get things underway. Dow Jones fell 351 points, 1.03%. 33,596. It had a high of 60 points up and a low of 529 points down. So at least we were off the lows for the day, but that was about the best of the situation. NASDAQ closing down 225 points or 2%. 11,015. Looks like it's going to crack that 11,000. And the S&P 500, 39.41, down 58 points or 1.44%. The VIX Volatility Index, of which we have spoken in the last few podcasts and in the newsletter as well, was up 7.2% to 22.12 points. So once again, we're seeing complacency when it got below 19 the other day being removed, at least temporarily, as the US markets fall back to earth. The ASX 200 SPY futures closed down 37 points or 0.51%, 72.55. We had a 34-point loss yesterday. We're going to have another 40-point loss today. And the market's certainly coming back with a bit of a pre-Christmas profit-taking and sell-off. Santa Interrupted was the article that I wrote yesterday in the newsletter. And it does look as if Santa has been well and truly interrupted. Why was this so? Well, a lot of the negativity coming out of the US last night was due to the bank chiefs coming out and saying that the economy was headed for trouble in 2023, warning of problems ahead. And we also saw one of the big banks, Morgan Stanley, cutting around 2% of their staff on Tuesday. So things not looking good, at least from the banking stock side of things. And the banking CEOs from Jamie Dimon, etc., were quite negative. And that caused the market to have a second day of losses this week. So not a good news story. Media and bank stocks led the losses lower. We also saw Q4 earnings estimates coming down. According to the FactSet Earnings Insight, which is the US sort of Bible, the bottom-up estimate for Q4 earnings per share for the S&P 500 has declined by 5.6% to 56.48 since late September. That's a 5.6% decline since late September. So clearly the US is starting to head towards that soft landing, shallow recession, harder recession. We'll wait and see, but certainly we have seen some downgrades to earnings estimates coming through. So not good news for the US markets. European markets also weaker. Stock 600 down 0.6. FTSE down 0.6. Germany down 0.7. France down 0.1. So not such good news there either. We did see the US dollar index pick up a smidge. 0.3% higher. The Aussie dollar 66.85 there. And we also saw the gold price, which is a bit of a reflection of that Aussie dollar, US dollar, or the US dollar strength. Anyway, up 0.3%, $5.20. In the US, looking at some of the stocks, there were some big moves, to say the least. Apple was down 2.5%. Meta had a big smack, down 6.8%. Google down 2.5%. Microsoft down 2%. Amazon down 3%. Tesla down 1.4%. Netflix down 2.2%, so not good news in that technology space, that's for sure. JP Morgan was the only bank better, up 0.2%. Citigroup down 1.5%. Goldman 2.3%. Bank of America 4.3%. Wells Fargo down 0.6%. And Block, the artist formerly known as Square, was down 2.9%. Some of the more mundane stocks like ExxonMobil fell 2.8%. And General Motors down 2% last night. Boeing also had a bit of a fall last night as well. one of their competitors, Textron, won a US Army contract that could be worth up to $70 billion over the next few years to make helicopters. Textron stock was up, Boeing was down. In other news out of the world, Glencore says approaching copper shortage will be different. And at the moment, I'm just watching President Biden at the new TSMC, that's Taiwan Semiconductor Company, in Arizona. And Tim Cook says Apple will only use chips built at the in the US at the Arizona factory. And the chip factory will require investment of up to $40 billion US dollars for its second semiconductor chip plant. Clearly diversifying away from Thailand. Taiwan. All right, well, as far as commodities go, last night the big loser was the oil price, which is coming under extreme pressure at the moment. That probably has something to do with the cap on Russian oil and the changes that we saw on December the 5th from the EU, but certainly not a good place to be energy stocks at the moment, I would imagine. Brent crude was down 4.1%, WTI down 3.4%. In other commodities, a pretty banal and boring night, really. LME copper was down 0.1. Nickel continues to push a bit higher, 2.6%. Aluminium down 0.4. Zinc up 0.9. Lead down 1%. And tin up 1.8%. In ADR terms, BHP was slightly better, up 0.4%. Rio up 1.3%. And other miners overseas, Freeport, McMoRan down 1%, Alcoa up 3.9%, Teck down 2.1%, Anglo down 0.4%, Glencore down 1%, Vale up 1.8%, and Albemarle in the lithium space continuing that soggy lithiumness, down 2.7% there. So not such good news there. In local news today, just a few headlines to keep you occupied today. Lendlease has refuted speculation of an equity raise. That's in the papers this morning. And the AFR, pretty scathing on the ASX following the chairman and the CEO's performance yesterday at a parliamentary committee. Poor old Damo and Helen Lofthouse getting a grilling yesterday over the chess debacle. And certainly has been a debacle for sure. So the ASX very much on notice over that one. Dicadada in research has initiated neutral at Barrenjoey. Adbri initiated underweight at Barrenjoey. And Technology One, TNE, resumed neutral at UBS. IPH has been initiated neutral at JP Morgan. And Beach Energy downgraded to overweight from buy at Jardines. Beach Energy has had a big run given the oil price where it is. I think that run is about to come to an end. In other news this morning, AUSTRAC has launched a federal court action against SkyCity's Adelaide business, alleging serious and systemic non-compliance with anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws. Let's face it, most of the casinos, in fact, probably all of the casinos have been involved in this. It's really how they handle it that has been crucial, and they seem to have handled it in a suboptimal kind of way. KPMG has got a report out this morning predicting Australia will become a critical minerals refining hub, with the capacity jumping to 20% of the world's total by 2027. And they are predicting that $7 billion will go into 12 lithium projects. So that's interesting. Big delay also likely. Some headlines out of the Australian. Big delay likely on Westpac's Tyro bid. Westpac, they reckon, could take up to a year to buy Tyro payments after carrying out due diligence on the terminal payments business. We did see a big fall yesterday in Tyro. Obviously, that news was spreading in the market yesterday. There's also talk in the Australian today that the potential impediment to the BOQ merger is now off the table. That's the merger between Bank of Queensland and Bendigo and Adelaide Bank. Maybe George Frazis was the problem there. And it looks like someone's a winner from the funds under management issues that we're seeing. We've got GQG Partners reporting total FUM. That's the Girls Just Want to Have Fun. As at the 30th of November, $90.7 billion. A month ago, it was $83.8 billion. Some of that will be the market performance, but some of that will also be a lot of money flowing into GQG. Maybe that money has been the stuff that's flowing out of Magellan. And we did see this morning a masterclass in attack and three-goal haul for new boy Ramos from Portugal as they won pretty convincingly, to say the least, over Switzerland, which looked pretty bad. 6 goals to Portugal there. And Ronaldo finally came on in the second half, very late in the second half, scored a goal, but he was a country mile offside. Question of the day today. We've now seen pretty much all the teams and the quarterfinals now set in stones. Morocco knocking out Spain. That was interesting. Which team will win the FIFA World Cup in Qatar? Which team will win the FIFA World Cup in Qatar? Looking for some inspiration as the quarterfinals loom. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And as we always say, may the trading gods be with you.